This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Bird. I'm so excited about today's show. We have Dr. Quan Stewart. He is the chief veterinary officer for an amazingly nutritious and fresh food that is created by two of the most amazing people in show business who love dogs. I mean, they have four. So stay tuned. This is going to be a fun show. We'll be right back. Michelle Byrne here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dr. Quan Stewart. He is the Kismet Chief Veterinary Officer. Welcome, Dr. Quan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So before we talk about Kismet, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Oh, geez. Where to start? I'll give you the short version. I've been a veterinarian now for 27 years. It has zoomed by, and I've worked in so many different areas of the profession. Starting out when I was just a youngster, I was an associate vet, and I did emergency work for about 5 years. I was a county veterinarian, which is just a glorified title for shelter vets in Northern California, then on to nonprofits and running my own practice for a while. And my biggest passion, though, I have to say, over the last 13 years, is a charity I formed called Project Street Vet. And the mission is very simple. Myself and my volunteer veterinarians, we go out in the streets, we walk the streets. We find unhoused folks with pets, and we deliver free veterinary care. And that has really become my life passion. I was so honored to be recognized by CNN as their Hero of the Year in December of last year. And that has kicked off a very fun and crazy life for me.
Wow. I have goosebumps. So it almost sounds like Doctors Without Borders, but for pets.
Pretty much. Yeah. I created the concept just sort of serendipitously after meeting a homeless man outside of 7-Eleven. And it came at a low point in my career. He probably saved me as well because I was a shelter vet. We were dealing with a very high euthanasia rate. It was during the recession. And I was considering walking away from the profession altogether, not just quitting the shelter, but I considered just stepping away from being a vet. And I encountered this man outside of 7-Eleven. He had a dog. And, you know, sadly, I'd seen this man before, but just walked by him. But on this day, I stopped and stepped over and saw his dog had a skin issue. And I just asked him, I said, I'm a veterinarian. My name's Quan. And it looks like your dog has what looked to be just chronic fleas. And if dogs have fleas long enough and bad enough, they can destroy the skin. And the poor man was exasperated. He said, yes, I don't know for how long she's been suffering, itching. I'm suffering. She doesn't seem very happy. And I said, if you're here tomorrow, I'll return with something that I think will work. I did as promised, and it was just $3 out of my pocket and maybe 5 minutes of my time. Treated the dog, and then I saw the same dog about 12 days later, and she was transformed. Her skin before was red and bumpy and infected on her rear end. And when I saw her this time around, the hair was growing back, the infection was gone, she was wagging her tail, she jumped up and gave me a big kiss. And the man sitting in the same spot looking up at me with tears in his eyes just said, thank you for not ignoring me. And that was the kickoff moment for the street vet. That was 13 years ago. And I made a pledge to him that I was going to keep walking the streets and find more people like him.
Okay, I'm going to try to get it together here and go on. That is some story. That is one of the most incredible things I've heard in all these shows. I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, for people that are in situations that are homeless and have a pet, and the pet could be their everything, you know?
their pet is their world. And that's what I learned. I was, you know, talking about the charity, I was knew what I was doing. I really didn't know what I was doing. I just said, I'm going to go out and walk the streets and find more folks like you. And, you know, it's been a journey for me too. I dispelled a lot of the prejudgments that I had. I think that a lot of us carry about the unhoused that maybe shouldn't own a pet because they're not in a position to care for a pet. I found that is largely untrue. They do a remarkable job at looking after their pets. They're short on resources, yes, but never short on love and companionship. I go to work every day for 8-10 hours. I'm away from the house and my dogs just pine for me. They're either peeling back the curtains. When is dad coming home? They have this reaction when they hear the garage door opening. And, you know, she just wants to be with me. I think Cora could care less if I had a big home and a nice car. She just wants to be with me. And that is the one area that these people have me. They're even better pet parents in that regard than I am. They're with each other all the time. And there is this bond, this unbreakable bond that you witness between them that I just don't see very often. And it's one of the reasons I just love going out and meeting new people and doing this.
Well, it's no surprise why. Well, we'll find out why or how, but how did you become involved with Kismet?
Yeah. This was also serendipitous and it was great. John and Chrissy reached out after hearing about the CNN award and the accolades and explained they were in the process of starting a dog food business. And they wanted me to consider coming on as their chief vet and being a part of the brand and the growth. And after we met for lunch and start talking about our dogs, and I realized that their dogs are their family. And if that's the case, then you're my people. And then about the vision of the company and how it could help and promote my street work as well. It was an easy match. And I knew right away this was a fit for me. Again, I've been a vet for 27 years. I've never endorsed or worked with a dog food company in all this time. And when they came along, I just knew it was a fit. I knew it was right.
I could tell after just hearing your story a few minutes and when you had mentioned how they found out about you, I thought, oh yeah, they made the right choice. So now we'll talk. We haven't even talked about Kismet yet. So Kismet, and you said Chrissy and John. So for everyone that's not as familiar, because Kismet is fairly new, it's Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They have what, 4 dogs, 3 kids?
4 kids,
4 dogs,
2 cats. I think I'm getting that right. There's a lot going on in the house. And I've been there. There's a lot going on. It's a happy household, but it's busy.
And, you know, I don't know them, but they always come across as very personable and down to earth. So you know them. So, you know, we're not going to here to talk so much about their personalities and all that, but they just seem like, I mean, if you have 4 dogs and 4 kids and 2 cats, you have to be good people, right?
I think just, yeah. I mean, as I said, people who love pets, I mean, sincerely love them and incorporate them into their family, just like their children. I just, even in my experience, yeah, you have a good soul. And yeah, at their core, they're very good people.
They give off that vibe is what I was trying to get out there. So let's talk about Kismet, because there's a lot of foods out there on the market. And you said you never endorsed a dog food product before. What is special about Kismet?
I believe, and I can give reasons why, but I believe it is the best food on the market. And I'm comparing that to fresh food too. I know that's sort of the new rage is fresh human grade food, but I would stack our food against that every day. And you don't have to necessarily take my word for it. I'm not a veterinary nutritionist. I'm a veterinarian. We have nutritionists in my field who go to school for a few more years and do this for a living, who help formulate our food and working with us, of course, on the recipe and the formulation. But yeah, it is some of the best ingredients you can put into a food. It starts with real animal protein. In this case, chicken and salmon. Those are our 2 different formulations. And then it includes all the things that are necessary these days. And we have a lot of knowledge in the food world, things I learned, yes, back in school in the 90s, but it's evolved so much in 20 years, along with human health, that is, you know, by extension, dog health when it comes to things like, and I love this topic here. I'm going to touch briefly on just one important thing, gut health. Gut health, as we know, is critical for longer life and a healthy life. And it's because, and this is a little factoid of the day, Michelle, 70% of our immune system is locked up in our gut. So you think about our immune system responsible for warding off infectious disease, our immune system responsible for identifying, destroying cancer cells before they gain traction. So much of that comes from maintaining a healthy gut. So when you think about nutrition and what you're putting in your body, it comes to the superfoods. Obviously, pre and probiotics get a lot of love these days. The prebiotics are just as important as the probiotics. The probiotics are the bugs, right? The healthy bugs we want in our system, but the prebiotics feed the bugs. These are things like high quality fiber, like beet pulp, for example. So we've taken great care to include these very important ingredients in the food, as well as no preservatives. There's no corn or wheat. And it's highly digestible. We want a food that by analysis, and it's been tested, it's very digestible in the system. We're talking upwards 90%. Some of the other benchmarks are closer to 80%. And when you have a very digestible food, you're extracting all the nutrients, you're having those small, nice, compact stools that you want to see. And it'll cross the board, as I said, never endorsing a food before. I knew this food was hitting on all marks.
So this food is freeze-dried?
No, this food is shelf-stable dry kibble.
Okay.
Not to be confused with, there is freeze-dried that's formulated by a different method, sublimation. We do have some freeze-dried nuggets in the food because they are compact with nutrients. But the food is a kibble. It's a traditional dry kibble that you see on most shelves in the pet store.
My tester loved it, by the way. And my tester's used to Tilly is used to having her meals hand-cooked. In my household, there's cats. So we'll talk about cat food maybe coming up in the next year or something. Your Kismet might think about that. But my dog tester is Tilly, and she, like I said, her human cooks food for her all the time. And I said, you have to try this. And she said, well, I only use this. I said, no, you have to try this. Her dog went crazy over it.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. And that's been largely the response we've gotten. I have my own testers in my backyard, Cora and Bentley, my dogs. One's a golden and Cora is a rescue for my old shelter, the shelter I mentioned earlier. She's a husky German Shepherd mix. And they've been on Blue Buffalo for the past 3 years. And I did my own little 3-day taste test transition period. I laid down Blue Buffalo on one side and then Kismet in a bowl next to it. Every time, without hesitation, went to the Kismet bowl and ate it. So I know the taste is there, but you know, when you talk about the nutrients, the ingredients, the profile, we knew that was top notch as well. But my dogs go crazy for it.
So we know the taste is there, but what do you say to those that, you know, say, well, it's kibble, you know, kibble, we have to have raw food and it has to be fresh. Kibble is,
Yeah.
Are those naysayers that say that? I don't agree. I mean, my cats get wet and dry. That's how I've always fed my dogs the same. That's just how I roll.
And I don't agree either. I've never fed, you know, obviously a dog under my whole life, but as a vet for 27 years, the dogs I've had, they've owned me probably, I should say. Never fed fresh. Again, it's getting a lot of attention now because that is what you shared, I think, is their argument that, you know, they have to eat this way and they should be eating fresh. Here's the challenge with that. Since fresh has become a much bigger thing, we've seen, I can speak from personal experience, an uptick in emergency cases and cases in my hospital experiencing vomiting and diarrhea from foodborne illness. And it's because if it's not shipped properly, if it's not stored properly, if you place the fresh food in their bowl and they don't eat it all and it sits for a few hours, it's going to grow bacteria. They're ingesting that. So the risk for foodborne illness just goes up dramatically. And myself and some of my colleagues I've talked to have just seen a lot more intestinal ailments and challenges coming from people who feed fresh. So that's one. The other, it's pretty much for a lot of people cost prohibitive. It is. It gets expensive. I've known people that have tried it for 3 to 6 months, get to a point where they just can't afford to do it anymore. And then again, the challenge of storing it, if you're traveling with your pet, if you're on the move, you know, I can pack up kibble any day and take it, but how do you travel with their fresh food? If you're not going to travel with the fresh food and you're going to take kibble, then you're dealing with a transition period because they've been used to eating the fresh and now suddenly eating the kibble. So you run into barriers there. Those, in my opinion, make kibble is an option superior. And then the other thing, again, you just think about what I do, where my passion is these days. It's serving the people in the streets. These are in-house people. They don't have the wherewithal or the money to buy fresh. I'm an advocate for them and their dogs and providing them dry kibble they can carry with them that is highly nutritious is the best option.
Well, speaking of, and then right before we go to break, speaking of when you said cost prohibitive, I did some research and there's a popular one and I'm not going to mention names, but I was shocked. It was like $300-$400 a month.
I don't know if I can afford that. It's expensive. It is. And again, I think, you know, this somewhat economic challenging times to do that month in, month out, I think it becomes a strain for a lot of people.
Yeah, unless you're multimillionaire or millionaire, then okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Need the perfect gift for the cat lover in your life? Check out ComfortDiva.com. We have cat-tastic gifts to make you smile, like cat-themed tote bags, kitchen towels, quirky mugs, and stylish t-shirts. For holiday gifts or anytime, ComfortDiva.com has it all. Treat the cat lady in your life to something pawsome and save 20% with coupon MEOW20. Visit ComfortDiva.com today because every cat lover deserves a little comfort. ComfortDiva.com, where comfort meets catitude.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Dr. Quant about Kismet. So, what made Chrissy Teigen and John Legend decide that they need to create Kismet? We talked about early the first half how great Kismet is, but why did they decide they needed to create a food that was just amazing?
You know, in talking with them, I remember that first conversation I had during lunch. That was a question I asked as well. And they immediately just started sharing stories about their dogs. They didn't give a direct answer. They just started talking, you know, about Petey and Penny and how dogs have been a part of their relationship in their lives for as long as they can remember. Their dogs or their pets are part of their family. And they just wanted to find a way to get involved, right? To be a part of this very, you know, it's a profession, it's an industry that is so far reaching. I think it's a thread that connects so many of us just as Americans. When you think about 75% of households have a pet, we're a pet loving nation. They're a pet loving family. And I think they just wanted to get into the category. What I also found interesting is that obviously as big celebrities, they have separate businesses and they're into a lot of things, but they've never done anything as a joint venture together. And Kismet has become that. It has become a joint venture, business venture between the two of them, something they're passionate about and they love.
Oh, that's great. And I know Chrissy does a lot of cooking.
Yeah, she's a big foodie. Yeah,
so yeah, big foodie, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, going into dog food was kind of just an extension of that, which was cool. And she's so knowledgeable. It's funny. When you start talking ingredients and food and, you know, some of the topics I hit on, like probiotics and digestibility, it's like, it's part of her world too. So she's very well-versed.
So let's talk about, and you touched on this a little bit more, but there might be a little bit more to this, but how important is what a dog eats? How important is it to their overall health? We talked about gut health in the first half, and that I've never heard so much about prebiotics, probiotics for people, for fur babes than ever. I mean, over the last, say, year, that's like the buzzword. I mean, for humans, it's crazy. But what about for overall health? Because we're doing things now for ourselves, but for our fur babes that 5 years ago, somebody would have said, what are you, what? You know?
Yeah. I mean, we are long past the days of old Roy, and we're in this, it's just evolved so much. Pet food has evolved so much over the years. And that was a vision for Kismet. We also, just to touch on this part real quick, because this also pulled me in, is you think about pet parenting and how it's changed over the past 20 years. And I've been a part of this movement, obviously, as a vet. The pet parents these days are so savvy and educated. They have fun. They're silly with their pets. Social media, obviously, has been a big part of this, sharing stories, being so expressive. And we wanted to create a food company that was also fun. So in addition to having, you know, the best product we could potentially make, we just wanted to have fun with it and merch and tell stories and share this on our side as well. But of course, the driver is the food. And to answer your question, I've taken, as a side note, I've taken a funny interest in longevity, right? I follow this doctor. His name's Dr. Peter Attia. He's known for his longevity knowledge. The thing that he keeps coming back to, and I learned this back in school as well, but now we know, is what you're putting in your body is paramount to living longer, to longevity. We know that. We know exercise. We've known these things for a long time, but the exact ingredients, that sometimes the timing of when you eat, how much you eat, caloric restriction, all these things, they play such a major role in our lifespan. And so you talk about the buzzwords, it's superfoods, it's pre and probiotics, it's a type of protein. These are all special considerations these days in diet. And we took great care to make sure going down the entire list, all these things were included, the best of the best were included. Because at the end of the day, it's really one mission, that is to get our dogs to live as long as we can. And if they live 20 years, it still isn't long enough. I get that when, you know, I've had some very sad moments, obviously, as a pet parent, but to get them to not only live longer, but to live better. I mean, so that they're not struggling with chronic diseases those last 2 or 3 years, that, you know, really end of lifetime, they're still mobile and feeling good and active. And nutrition is such a big part of that.
Well, thank you for that. I have to ask this because this has been the trend. I think it's been the trend for so long that it's almost out of trend. You hear a lot about plant food. And, you know, when it comes to our fur babes, well, for cats, it's no good at all because it's toxic if they're carnivores. But some people are into, you know, making their dog vegan. What's your opinion on that?
No.
I like that answer. It comes up. I've received my share of emails on that. And, you know, people saying, do a show on this and this.
They don't thrive without proper amino acids, proper protein. The protein profile in plants is not equal to that of animal protein. And that's just a fact. Cats can't survive. You pointed out, if you try to put a cat on a vegan diet, a cat would die.
Right.
Over the course of probably a few weeks to a month and a half or so. There are certain elements they need in amino acids to survive. And dogs, while they're not strict carnivores like cats, are still fairly close, and they require animal protein, again, to be healthy and thrive. So I know, as you said, it's a little bit of a trend. Grain-free was a trend for a while because people were doing it, and then we discover this just isn't healthy for them.
Okay, had to ask that because that comes up. As you mentioned before, Kismet, it's different. Your package is colorful. There's a lot of interesting info and pictures and a lot of knowledge on the website. I know it's still in the early stages and there's going to be a lot more information. I found this interesting because on your website, it mentions a diverse community united by a shared love of dogs. What do they mean by that?
Well, I think it goes back to what I was saying is, The community we're trying to form is, you know, at its core, we're just dog lovers. I mean, it sounds so simple and a little cheesy, cliche perhaps, but we're just trying to bring in people that love their dogs, want to share their experiences. And then I guess, oh, by the way, feed them, you know, a highly nutritious dog food so that they feel better and they live longer. But we're trying to make, and again, this is what drew me in. We're trying to form a community of people who want to share stories and pictures. And what I love about being a pet parent, just to share something a little private about me and my dogs, is I find myself talking to my dogs when no one else is around, right? You're watching TV and Cora's sitting next to me and I'll just start talking to her like she's one of my kids. And I think we all do that, but it's sort of the silly nature of being a pet dad or a pet mom that is fun. And we just wanted an element of that in the company, and, you know, as a driving force of what we're trying to do.
What is in the Kismet line now? Because I know you're just starting.
We have chicken and barley. So that's a dog food. These are kibble, dry food, chicken and barley, and then salmon and brown rice. My Cora, I've tried them both. My dogs, Cora and Bentley, prefer the salmon and brown rice, but they're both very high quality. And then we have treats. We have salmon and beef treats that come in sticks and squares. And those are my training treats. Those are my reward treats for my dogs. I talk about this funny concept called dessert for dogs. Again, we try and humanize our pets so much. And I love we all love a little dessert, something sweet after dinner. You know, for me, it's like a little piece of chocolate. Of course, we never give our dogs chocolate. But the beef squares and the beef sticks. I just break off a little piece before bedtime for the dogs, and I don't know why it's so satisfying to me as well. But when I treat them, it's like, yeah, I feel good also, and we all go to bed. So those are the offerings now. You mentioned cats, so you have five cats.
Well, I had five. Now I have three.
Oh, you have okay. I'm sorry. You have three, so you are. I'm not going to call you a crazy cat person, but you're a cat lover.
Sort of. At one time, there was five cats and two dogs, but two of the cats were outside. We're in Fort Lauderdale. They were outside because they were community cats, but they had a house. They had a heater. Yes, a heater for when it becomes a cold front. There's a cold front of 40 degrees. They had a water fountain. They had everything, but they were a pair, and one of them would not do good indoors. But there was a total of five.
I love that. I mean, the modifications we make in our lives for our pets, it's crazy. We are talking about cat food in the future. I mean, it only makes sense. There are nearly as many cats in this country as dogs. Actually, more. There's more cats in our country than dogs. So that is something we're going to turn an eye to. But we want to nail this down first and get this right, and then we're going to move on.
Okay, because my cats are interested. And they're actually not too finicky, but they do like good food. So I'm interested. Let me know.
You'll be one of the first to know.
What would be the best way to introduce Kismet to your dog?
Well, if you go to the website, we do have some just basic points on transitioning, because transitioning your dog from your old food to this one, you want to take care in doing that. Some dogs are pretty resilient. I mean, my dog, Cora, I could switch a dog from one day to the next and you wouldn't notice a difference. But as a general rule, smaller dogs, smaller breeds need to be transitioned a little bit slower than your larger breeds. They seem to tolerate changes in food quite easily. I mean, heck, my dogs eat the trash, and next day they're still fine. Small dogs, not so much. So there's a transition period where you're mixing the food over a period of a week or two to bring them fully over to the new food. So I do advise that, but we do have some pointers on how to do that.
Okay.
I will say this real quick. John Legend and I hosted an event in Long Beach just this past week, and it was remarkable. John got to see what I do firsthand. He was actually a part of it. I had him drawing up vaccines. And we also launched a free dog food pantry for that area, for the unhoused residents of that area, to make sure their pets are getting the best nutrition as well. So that, I can't tell you how much that meant to me. I knew when I first sat down and had lunch with them, we were going to explore this, but it's already happened and we're going to expand from there. So it feels really good. Really, I say this now, anytime you're feeding your pets Kismet, you're also going to be feeding a pet on the streets and supporting my street vet mission. So thank you in advance. Thank you for those that are already doing that, but it does mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you for doing this, because, you know, I've had a lot of people on the show since 2010, and a lot of places will donate to shelters and so forth, but I've never heard of this. I've never heard of any, you know, one that said we're going to the people that are unhoused and we're making sure their pets are okay. We're bringing them food. We're doing, you know, some veterinary medicine. That's new.
It's special. Yeah.
Very special. Thank you for doing that. Now, where can people buy Kismet?
It's online. So you go to kismetpets.com. You order direct. And a lot of folks are just getting the subscription to make it easy. And it comes in a timely manner on a schedule. And the food is always there. So eventually we'll probably go retail. But right now, the easiest way, the quickest way, is just go online and order it up.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. I wish you so much luck with the brand and with all you're doing to help the unhoused and their pets. So you're amazing, Dr. Kwan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. This is great.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. It was so wonderful having Dr. Kwan on. Be sure to check out Kismet online. They have great food. My tester went crazy for it. So thank you, Tilly, for trying out Kismet and the treats. Believe me, it was not difficult. She went nuts for it. She loved it. And thank you to my cat crew for watching Tilly enjoy her Kismet. You'll have cat Kismet soon. Thanks, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis. And of course, thanks to everyone for listening to Best Bets for Pets for all these years. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I really did. And it's so nice to hear when people are creating good things for our pets and doing good things for the pet world. And a special thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making me and my guest sound amazing. And hey, remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.